Later this month, citizens in Gainesville will go to the polls to vote on whether to remove non-discrimination protections for LGBT people in that northern Florida city. The initiative is being sponsored by the group Citizens for Good Public Policy. They organize after the Gainesville City Commission last year approved a revision to the city's discrimination ordinance, adding gender identity to the list of protected classes prohibiting discrimination in employment, public accommodation, housing, and credit. The group has called the gender identity provision an example of government gone wild. Craig Lowe is a Gainesville City Commissioner. He says the protected ordinance would actually go beyond deleting gender identity from the class of protected individuals.
Because it does reference the Florida Civil Rights Act and says that Gainesville cannot go beyond the Florida Civil Rights Act, it will expose thousands more to discrimination that would be legal. And that's because the city of Gainesville does define an employer differently than does the state of Florida. In the city of Gainesville, an individual is protected if they work for an employer that has more than five or more employees. But the state of Florida standard and the federal standard is 15 or more employees.
Organizers against the ballot measure call themselves Equality is Gainesville's Business and say they'll begin airing television ads in Gainesville beginning Wednesday, 13 days before voters go to the polls. Howard Simon is the executive director with the ACLU of Florida. He said it was unfair by critics to say that the Gainesville vote has been taken over by outside groups, contending that there are over 800 ACLU members in the Gainesville area, and a staff member with the state group is helping to defeat the measure. And he said the Thomas More Law Center has boasted that it's working with certain groups in Florida to put together this referendum.
By elaborate coincidence, I was the ACLU director in Michigan for 23 years. I know the Thomas More Law Center and their director, Richard Thompson, very well. Their task in life is to entice local communities into their far right-wing agenda.
Simon says the last time the ACLU did battle with the Thomas More Law Center was in federal court in Dover, Pennsylvania.
That local school district was enticed by the Thomas More Law Center to adopt a curriculum involving intelligent design and creationism and was resoundingly rebuffed by the federal court. So I think there's an awful lot of hypocrisy about who are the outsiders and who are not.
In the ACLU's Howard Simon says the case at its heart is not that complicated.
This is all rooted, I think, in bigotry and prejudice and animus to our gay and lesbian citizens of the state of Florida.
The campaign in Gainesville against the proposed ordinance has support amongst progressive leaders as well. Dr. Michael Bowie is the president of the Alachua County branch of the NAACP.
The NAACP was for a long time fought against discrimination and have fought for the rights of individuals throughout this country is opposing Amendment 1. Amendment 1 is nothing else but the production of a discriminatory policy. And we cannot, as an organization, support that.
Gender identity is defined as an inner sense of being a specific gender, or the expression of a gender identity by verbal statement, appearance, or mannerisms, or other gender-related characteristics of an individual with or without regard to the individual's designated sex at birth. The National Gay and Lesbian Task Force notes 108 cities and counties nationwide have similar transgender protections. Adrian Kimmel is the executive director of the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood Affiliates. The group also opposes the amendment.
It does nothing to protect Gainesville's women and children, as some of the proponents of this amendment might try to lead people to believe. It doesn't protect Gainesville citizens. It erodes the civil rights of LGBTQ people, not just in Gainesville, but it sets the stage for the further erosion of rights around the state and nationwide, frankly.